This next story here on KNKX comes from our show Sound Effect, which is celebrating its 100th new episode. Here's Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing.
We're celebrating our 100th new episode today, and it's pretty sweet. So all of the stories on the show originate out of a Suite 100. Down in Pioneer Square, there's a Suite 100 that's home to lots of delicate, beautiful objects. Glass art. It's the gallery for the world-renowned Pilchuck Art School in Stanwood, Washington. 26-year-old Lydia Boss works in the school's gallery in Seattle. She's an artist in her own right, and she absolutely loves working with glass.
One of the things that I love about it is that it's so impossible. It's like you're hot and you can't touch it with your hands. You can't take a break. Like, there are so many things telling you no about glass. And I think that that's what's kept me moving forward and pushing against that and saying, yes, I'm going to do this.
Lydia started to blow glass when she was in high school, living in Toledo, Ohio. She continued to create and learn about glass in college, and she was so excited to come to Seattle, one of the premier places in the world for this art form, that she skipped her college graduation to hop on a plane and move to the Northwest.
In Toledo, I was kind of a big fish in a little pond. I felt very comfortable there. And then when I moved here, I realized, oh my God, like everybody is competing at such a high level. And when I'm interested in working for somebody, my competition for that work is with the best glassblowers in the world, period.
So for centuries, the place to learn from the masters when it comes to working with this fickle material has been Murano in Italy, an island just north of Venice. But Lydia says this is no longer the case.
Recently, the culture in Murano hasn't been very active, and people from Italy and from other parts of Europe, from all over the world really, people are coming here because there's such a deep and rich community of glassmakers. And the reason that that even exists is because of Dale Chihuly. Dale Chihuly is originally from the Pacific Northwest and ended up settling in the area to found something called Pilchuck Glass School. And so that kind of created this little snowball effect of more and more people coming here to seek knowledge from that community. It's made Seattle kind of a global magnet for people who are interested in working with glass.
It sounds like it's the equivalent of if you want to be on stage and you want to sing and dance, you move to New York.
I think that's exactly what it is. The community here in Seattle and what that can potentially provide you with in terms of relationships, knowledge, connections, it's kind of boundless.
What is the community like in Seattle?
Glass is kind of a material that I think really demands a lot of attention and a lot of focus. So I think that most of the people who are living in Seattle and working in glass take it very seriously and take a lot of pride in the community that exists here.
How does it grab your attention and focus? That's just someone who is not familiar with this art form. What do you mean by that?
It's such a funny material because when you start to work with it, if you're going through a process like you're making a drinking glass, you can't just stop in the middle and go have a drink of water. It's the kind of material that needs to be worked with from start to finish. And there are so many nuances of working with the material, and you can't touch it with your hands. So it takes about 10 years to even really become proficient at working with glass. And so if your goal is to be an excellent glass blower, you're investing tons of time and energy and money into making that your reality.
Can you walk us through some of the costs involved in making a final lovely piece of glass?
You start by just having a studio that you can rent for the day. And that studio rental could cost you anywhere between $600 and a little bit over $1,000. If you want to add any color to glass, you have to purchase that color. The way that glass color is made is by introducing different metals. And those different metals create different hues of color. So like gold makes like a ruby red.
Actual gold flakes.
Yeah. Gold, it's like a powdered gold that gets mixed over a long period of time into what would otherwise just be the raw materials.
So the studio rental, the color, and
the help.
The help. Is it possible to do this work alone?
Working with glass in the United States is mostly derived of Italian traditions. And what that means is involving a team. And hiring a team can be very expensive. But if you're trying to make something that is incredibly difficult to make technically, you need to hire the best people to help you to execute that work.
What are the roles that people play?
Usually there's somebody who we would refer to as the starter. And that person is responsible for kind of starting the piece and getting color onto the piece, making initial decisions about the way that the piece is kind of going to be formed. And that person isn't necessarily the one that the piece belongs to. And then there are a number of other assistants in the shop who maybe are responsible for keeping tools clean and at the ready, people who are responsible for opening doors.
Opening doors?
Yeah, I know. There are a series of doors in the glassblowing studio, whether it's the door to the furnace where the glass kind of lives and you have to get in there to retrieve the material, or there's a door on a larger piece of equipment that we call a glory hole. And in there, there's no glass. It's just a big chamber full of hot air where you put the glass over and over to keep it warm and viscous. So there's often like somebody who's responsible for running the door, and there's somebody who's responsible for turning the piece, somebody that we call the pole turner. And then ultimately the most important position in the room is the person that we refer to as the gaffer. And that person is usually the one who has hired everyone for the day.
Is that the person who gets credit for
Yes.
the final piece?
Yeah. And that's something that is, my parents are a really great example. They're like, you worked so hard on this piece and, you know, we're so proud of you. And they couldn't understand at the beginning that piece didn't belong to me at all. Maybe I was being paid, or maybe I was helping because I so desperately wanted to learn. Of course, everybody takes ownership over the work and genuinely is invested and cares if the piece makes it or doesn't. But at the end of the day, the piece belongs to the gaffer.
It sounds like you have to be invited to work in this world.
If people haven't seen you around, or they're not quite sure what your skill is or what your personality is like, they're maybe less likely to invite you into their circle while they're working. Maybe if you're going to be a distraction, or you're going to do something because it is so team oriented, and if people are unsure if you can handle that, there are plenty of other people who are skilled enough to be asked ahead of you.
So you need to build trust and prove yourself.
I do think that there is a lot of that. Like I said, it is so team oriented, and without the love and dedication and focus of every person on the team, sometimes the piece won't make it into the box, we call it, or into the annealer. Maybe sometimes the piece will hit the floor and 4 hours of work or more is lost. And that's a tragedy.
So you could work all day and spend all of that money mm-hmm. and have all those people gathered mm-hmm. and taking their 30-second breaks to drink water,
yeah.
like no bathroom time, and then it breaks.
Yeah, it happens. And it's sad. But the real pros, there's not any blame. It's like the first lesson that you learn as a beginning glassblower. Is that glass breaks. And even when you're working with the material at the level that people here in Seattle are working with it, that still is like a fundamental part of what we do.
Lydia Boss, glassblower, artist, thank you so much for talking on Sound Effect.